on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
28 to 11, and let's see what's happening with greyhound racing right around the country, not only the last week, but what's coming up too, because this man knows all about it. Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Cozzy, good morning to you. How's your weekend? You're back a few winners?
Yeah, no, didn't have a bet, actually. Just watched and enjoyed the racing. Some great racing on the weekend.
Oh, it's just absolutely fabulous. And greyhounds, Saturday night, I was on Sky One, so it was just the place to be, apart from being on track. And it was a huge, huge Saturday night at Wentworth Park. 10 heats of the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg were run. In 9 of the heats, sub-30 runs were produced, with Crash Bandicoot setting the time standard with 29 and 65, part of another big night for trainer Anthony Azzopardi, who later claimed a double when Jewel Caroma saluted. There were some upsets and some good things which scored, with Wentworth Park specialist Royal Turbo landing straight on the arm and proving unleadable from that point on. And shortly, his trainer Glenn McKinley is going to be our first guest. We'll also be joined by Ronnie Arnold from Wentworth Park for his wrap on the heats. And in other news, Sydney trainers Jody and Pete Lagogiani took out a heat of the Group 2 launching pad at Sandown on Thursday night with their outstanding young sprinter Beast Unleashed, who made it 5 wins from 6 starts, clocking 29 and 43, the second fastest qualifier for the semis behind St. David, who clocked 29 and 40 to give Robbie Britton a winning double. National Futurity runner-up Slingshot Gypsy was Rob's other winner in 29 and 64. Mick Floyd from the Sandown Club is going to join us a little bit later on, and we'll also cross the Tasman and catch up with our Kiwi mate and form expert Pete Fenimore to celebrate the career of cult hero Swimming Goat, who has just been retired. Okay, at Wendy on Saturday night, the Golden Easter Egg Series kicked off. The results were, in Heat 1, Miss Splendomiro for Hank Vanderberg, a defeating Uphill Jill and 2J in 29 and 72. Heat 2, Aston Frankel, first reserve from Box 1 for Paula Bella, defeating Champion Model and Out of Range in 29 and 96. Heat 3, Crash Bandicoot, Anthony Azzopardi, 29.65 from Ritzolini and Strike a Light. Heat 4, Alpha Giorgio for Jeff Britton, narrowly from Falcon's Fury and 2 times twice, 29 and 80. Heat 5, Jewel Caroma for Anthony Azzopardi, beating Little Digger and Tillicum, 29 and 87. Heat 6, Royal Turbo, Glenn McKinley, beating Bombshell Bandit and Pants on Fire, 29 and 90. Heat 7, Cosmic Bonus, Evelyn Harris, beating Sound Advice and Surfing Dino, 29.78. Heat 8, Dreaming Time, Ronnie Lambert, beating Big Black and Fernando Express, 30 and 29. Heat 9, Rowan Hill for Jody Lord, beating Poco Dorado and Slick in 29 and 79. Heat 10, Aston Duke for Jason McKay, beating Ritza Rossi and Mount Brown in the second quickest time of 29 and 67. Well, as mentioned, in Heat 6, Royal Turbo continued his love affair with Wentworth Park, leading all the way from Box 5.
Racing, Poked the Bear fairly away. Royal Turbo flew out. Bombshell Bandit away in a hurry. Poked the Bear in traffic. Royal Turbo had the lead. Bombshell Bandit is going to second. Pants on Fire moving to third. There followed by Aston Dinigan, Emin Bale. Followed up by It's a Party. Poked the Bear second to last. Beacon Street at the tail. Royal Turbo making play. Bombshell Bandit getting to the outside there, followed up by Pants on Fire. Royal Turbo in front. Bombshell Bandit driving Royal Turbo. Royal Turbo has beaten Bombshell
Royal
Bandit.
Royal Turbo Pants all the way, making it 5 wins from 12 starts from Box 5 and 15 victories at Wentworth Park. The son of Swift Fancy and Addictions trainer Glenn McKinley is on the line. Glenn, congrats. Your dog boxed beautifully once again, running a first split of 5 and 41, and while Bombshell Bandit chased him all the way, the result was never in doubt.
Yeah, no, he went very, very well. He just loves Wentworth Park. He grows a leg when he runs there. And, very pleased to get through to the semi-final.
Well, Glenn, he's a consistently quick beginner, and that is a real advantage from the 5 at Wentworth. Were you confident before the heat when you looked at the opposition that he'd lead them again?
In that race, I was, because most of the speed was outside, and those dogs from Victoria, most of them hadn't run at Wentworth Park, and it's a real trick if you haven't been there, and they weren't overly quick early speed, so I thought Turbo might better get across.
Well, Glenn, I went back and had a look at the replay of the Collison, the listed Collison in January at Wentworth Park, and it was a carbon copy of his win. On that night, he led all the way from box six. He recorded his best run to the first mark of 5.40. And looking at his record, he's always been a great beginner from his very first start at Gosford over the 400, where he clocked 22.99.
Yeah, he's always been a very quick dog early. If he doesn't lead, he doesn't win. So if he doesn't draw the one or the three on the semi-finals at the Easter Egg, I'd say that he'd be struggling. But hopefully he gets a good box draw.
Well, his first win at Wentworth Park came six starts over the Gosford debut when he beat, ironically, another track specialist, Bessie Boo, at Wentie. And Royal Turbo since won a further 14 races at the Glebe Circuit. And it's remarkable. He's only recently turned three in January.
Yeah, he said, a lot of people think he's quite an old dog now, but he's only just turned three in January. So he's got effectively another year's racing left in him competitively. So basically, we just race him at Wentworth Park and he does very well there.
Well, all up, Royal Turbo has 21 wins and 17 placings from 68 starts, including the Collison and the Group 3 Christmas Gift. And Glenn, the best could be yet to come. I mean, he seems to get stronger with every run.
He's definitely a stronger dog than he was this time last year. He had a chronic back issue that we went to seven vets to get fixed in the middle of last year. He kept on cramping, and the middle of his back was found that he had was just out, and no one could find it. But eventually someone found it, and he's been a totally different dog and a lot stronger ever since.
Glenn, you were in the same situation as last year when Royal Turbo beat Ando's Mac in a heat of the egg. Is there any difference in how you're feeling going into the semis this year, knowing that that back problem has been fixed?
Yeah, he's a lot better dog this year than he was this time last year. Having said that, I think this Golden Easter Egg series of dogs that are in the semi-finals this year, I think are much more a stronger group of dogs compared to last year. So you'll have to be a better dog to be competitive even in the semi-finals this week.
Well, I know you're anticipating it, and tomorrow's box draw is going to be keenly anticipated by all. I guess you'd be hoping for the red. He's won seven from the red, including the personal best at Wentie of 29.77.
I think myself and 32 other owners and trainers will be looking for a red. That would be great. It's pretty much he's got to draw the one, two, or the three, I believe, to be competitive to run in the first two in the semi-final, because there's some very, very good animals in this semi-final of the Easter Egg.
Well, I certainly detect a Kiwi accent there, Glenn. How long have you been here for?
I've been here for 18 years, and I haven't lost the accent. Still support the All Blacks.
Well, you can't help bad luck. Hopefully this season.
But, no, it's love the greyhound racing, and New South Wales greyhound racing's on the improve now. Everyone's doing their bit to make it better. So really looking forward to what we've got in the future.
How many dogs have you got in your kennel now, Glenn?
We were racing 16, but we're cutting it down to 10. I only do them myself with my partner, Caroline Hughes, who is a major part of VLC. And pretty much 10 dogs is where we're happy with and can do a proper job with.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the rest of the team. And indeed, Royal Turbo this coming Saturday night at Wentworth Park in the Golden Easter Egg semis. And Glenn, thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks very much, Dave. All the best.
There is Glenn McKinley. Well, you can't go to Wentworth Park without running into Ronnie Arnold. While Timmy Newbold is calling the action upstairs, Ronnie is the voice of Wentie downstairs. He's a former panellist on The Catching Pen, not to mention a fan of the Mighty Dragons in the NRL. Ronnie's on the line. Good morning, Ronnie. We're off and running with the jewel in the New South Wales crown.
Oh, I thought you were going to say off and running with the Dragons, mate. Like that's the biggest thing in our lives at the present moment.
So. Oh, wasn't it great to go down to that rotten old swamp down at Woolooware and pull the pants down on the Sharks?
And, mate, when you live in the Shire, it's even a bigger result, I can tell you.
Oh, Ronnie, look, mate, do yourself a favour. Get over the Captain Cook Bridge. Get over the Tom Ugly's Bridge. Get into the Saints country, quick.
Yeah, I go past there every day. That's quite a good run. But, like, a great season. But more importantly, come Saturday night, Wendy Park will be where all the action, and certainly lining up with four big semi-finals for the Egg, plus all the support programs. And it's just a wonderful 3 weeks, and we're 1 week down, two to go.
Indeed. Well, let's just go through the heats from the Golden Easter Egg from Saturday night individually, Ronnie, and your thoughts on them. Heat one went to Miss Splendor Miro from box three, from the favourite Uphill Jill, who was in two. 2J ran third from box six, 29 and 72.
Yeah, look, the top two, you know, they're high profile and they're all in good form. Miss Splendor Miro, Hank's got that little greyhound just going huge at the moment. And look, it's just given the whole team a great ride. And, you know, if it can just draw the right pockets all around the time, you know, it's in the right form at the right time. And Uphill Jill, well, it's just been a sensational greyhound for David Jill. It's been up for a long time now. Place getter in last year's Egg and just keeps performing at Wendy Park. It certainly does. And, you know, has the genuine early pace. And that's in these big races, that's the secret to it.
Ronnie, in heat two, it was a sensation. The favourite, Blue Sky Riot, jumped okay, but seemed to get an early bump from the five dog out of range. And then Blue Sky Riot dropped to the rear. Aston Frankel, the first reserve from box one for Paula Bella, took it out in an upset. From champion model box two, out of range in the five, ran third, 29 and 96.
Yeah, well, Paul's had a sort of great truck with a few of his dogs in recent times. And, of course, coming through the Richmond series of Oaks and also Derbies. And, you know, these dogs are in form. And as you say, once there's a bit of trouble, well, there's no chance of coming back in these races. When you're running, you know, breaking 30 seconds, you can't give starts away, unfortunately.
Let's go to Heat 3. Anthony Hazzapardi had a lot more luck in that. Crash Bandicoot posted the fastest time of 29 and 65 from box 2, getting the better of the early leader Striker Light, who finished third from box 6. Ritzeleni, one of my favourites from box 8, split them, running second.
And this greyhound Crash goes very well as far as Wendy Park's concerned. Like, it's had 11 starts there now. It's won four and been placed four times. And again, it's a greyhound that if it can just draw right to be in the main mix early, just to find a little bit of a hole. Very, very powerful. And, you know, again, they're strong dogs. You know, again, Striker Light set up a big advantage early. Of course, last year's the current reigning champion. And, again, coming back in a little bit of form, she's probably just been down the track a bit, Striker, over the last few runs. But when those lids went up the other night, she was showing that, you know, I'm back here again at Wendy Park. And the other dogs just finished so powerfully before a Crash and Ritzer. And, you know, they all sort of break the 30. So they're all in form.
Let's move to Heat 4, Ronnie. Alpha Giorgio led all the way from box 7 for Victorian trainer Jeff Britton, who had a pretty good Saturday night. It beat Falcon's Fury by a nose, Falcon's Fury from box 8. And two times twice, which jumped in the white rug, ran third, 29 and 80.
Yeah, been very consistent, the Britton Greyhounds, and they always, again, perform well when they come interstate. Falcon's Fury handled the eight draw quite well and just couldn't quite get there. Two times twice, we'll win a big race. It's just got to get that luck early.
In Heat 5, Australian Cup champ Hecton Bale started favourite but walked out of the boxes, with victory going to Jewel Caroma from box 8, giving Anthony Hazzapardi a winning double. Little Digger, super consistent chaser. I always back Little Digger each way. And Tillicum third, 29 and 87.
And look, you just handled box 8 to perfection there, Jewel Caroma. It just began. And again, when you were sort of running time up front, Hecton just got out the back and was really never sighted. And you know, the others sort of charged home well. Little Digger finished the race off really strongly, you know, well in advance of Tillicum. But, you know, again, Jewel Caroma, it's had, I think, five out of its last six wins. It's right in the right sort of patch of form at the moment to be in this sort of series, and just a matter of where it draws on the track.
As we heard and we spoke about to Glenn McKinley, Ronnie, Heat 6 saw Royal Turbo land on the arm, defeating Bombshell Bandit and Pants on Fire in 29 and 90. And the trifecta hardly changed for the entire race.
And look, just one of those greyhounds, when it pings, he just goes so well, you know. And he has won 15 races at Wentworth Park. Well, that's outstanding, Dave. You know, it's certainly something you don't see very, very often.
Yeah, they become crowd favourites. I mean, Bessie Boo was another one, and Royal Turbo. I remember Royal Turbo led all the way from box one recently. I think it beat Rowan Hill by a very narrow margin. But it's just once it gets in front, it's just unleadable.
Yeah, look, that's certainly the thing. It's just one of those greyhounds that once the lids go and it steps well and can clears them, it's got genuine early pace and, as I say, just a very, very consistent chaser.
Yeah, I love dogs like that. El Gallo, in a few years back, was another one of my favourites who did that. Ron, in Heat 7, Cosmic Bonus took over from Sound Advice towards the end of the back straight, then was briefly headed by it before defeating that dog, and Surfing Dino running third, 29-78. Tab Melbourne Cup champ Aston DB was never in it, and on a sad note, my thoughts are with Tony Brett and his wife Fleur and the kids, who unfortunately lost Opal Nera to a serious leg injury, and the dog was the kennel favourite. So that was heat number 7.
Yeah, certainly was a tough night in that aspect. The win for Evelyn Harris with Cosmic Bonus, well, yeah, look, he's just one of those greyhounds. The pace he's got is just sensational. Yes, there's that moment where he's sort of likely to go to sleep for 50 metres and they all charge and come around him, and then he just takes off again. And if he keeps drawing out wide and can get a good dog up front running time, he's in this series, Dave, and he's come in at a 66-1 pop pre-post. He's not without some chance if a couple of the cards fall his way.
Let's move to Heat 8. It was the only heat that they didn't break 30 in, Ronnie. 30-29. Dreaming Time gave trainer Ron Lambert victory from Big Black, and the favourite Fernando Express ran third.
Yeah, great effort for Ronnie Lambert. Great seeing Ronnie getting a success in town on a big night like this. And, again, a dog that just handled the draw so well and finished off well. Fernando sort of did good work towards the finish. And, again, just one of those dogs that needs to draw in the right sort of the track.
Heat number 9, we had another Wentworth Park specialist, Rowan Hill for Jody Lord, scoring his 10th win at headquarters, leading all the way from Poco Dorado, and the Topolec Slick was third in 29-79.
To be honest with you, Dave, the three place getters you could all see in an Easter egg final, they're all very, very strong greyhounds. Rowan Hill, been going around Wentworth Park very solidly now. Consistent sort of time, 29.78 at its best. It's run 79 the other night. The runner-up, well, its last 50 metres, it just blew home. It was just unbelievable, the finishing power. And Slick, I must admit, I thought down the back was probably going to be too good for them, and did get off in the home straight a little bit, and Johnny McCarthy was a little bit concerned about that last little 50 metres, what happened. But, again, a greyhound that's been in great form for the last few months, and these three greyhounds are serious contenders going into the semi-final.
And what about the final and 10th heat, Ron? Aston Duke landed some good bets from box six with Jason McKay. From the evergreen Ritza Rossi, who jumped from the one, Mount Brown from box three was third in the second quickest time of 29-67.
Well, the Easter egg is the only race that Jason McKay wouldn't have on the mantelpiece, to be honest with you. And it took him to the last race to say, well, I'm here this time with a serious chance. And it just flew the lids. And, when you jump like that and run 29.67, well, nothing is going to beat you.
Yeah, it'd certainly be fitting if Jace could win an Easter egg. He's trained so many great dogs at Wentworth over the years.
Yes, no, it was certainly great action. And, as I say, the draws and how they all come out on semis night just balance it through. But, 1-2 go through, that's the one advantage here in New South Wales where, Melbourne have 8 heats and winners only go through. We do give you that sort of chance if you have a little bit of a, interference run and you just get a chance through to the final. It gives you that second crack at the big $250,000 first prize.
Well, today nominations closed for the Association Cup, the heats for the stayers this Saturday night as well. The box draws for the semi-finals of the Golden Easter Egg, they're tomorrow, aren't they, Ron?
That's correct, Dave. And, of course, all eyes will be over the staying side with the wonderful greyhound Fanta Bale, no doubt making another venture, I suppose, on the racetrack side of things. Fanta's career is, getting towards the twilight end. It's been a fabulous effort. And, as you get sort of through your last few of the Sandown Cup, sort of not far away either, it's, you're not going to see her up here at Wentworth Park too many times after that, probably. So it's a big thrill. So everyone should get out there on Saturday night to see. There's plenty of entertainment. On last Saturday night, we had a Talent Quest run. We're going to have that again this week. And that was very well supported by the crowd. So, there's plenty happening on the night. And, the quality of the dog should bring plenty through the gate.
Absolutely. Now, box draws for the new sensation and a Wednesday's Magic Maiden today?
Yes, that's right, yes. And, of course, don't forget Wednesday night with the heats, the semis and that from the maidens. We do draws on that night as well. Next Wednesday night on the 21st, they'll be done on that night on the track for those there.
The Magic Maiden, most of us always remember Shaky Jakey from the Magic Maiden, so we're definitely going to unearth something pretty good, aren't we, Ron?
Well, they are. They're all young dogs, and obviously, again, some of those that show a little bit of pace early, but the clock tells the time, Dave. They've got a mile of potential amongst most of the greyhounds that have come through that first run.
Yeah, Ritz and Millie, wasn't it, for Mark Gaddy? Told us about that on the show to follow the greyhound and didn't disappoint.
No, that's right. I mean, look, it's just with the young ones, you've just got to have a little bit of that track experience, and a few of them have been trialled over the track over the last month or so. That all comes to time for them.
Well, Ronnie, I look forward to seeing you at Wentworth Park. There's two great Saturday nights to come. This Wednesday night will be terrific as well. And thank you for giving up your time and coming on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having us, Dave. Good luck to everyone. And hopefully trackside Saturday night will be a good crowd at Wendy.
You betcha. Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie Arnold there. Well, we head south now to Sandown. And Sandown Greyhound Racing Club media man Mick Floyd. Mick, good morning. The Group 2 launching pad series is well underway. 8 fantastic heats run last Thursday night.
Good morning, Disco. Yeah, it certainly was. They were a fantastic edition of the launching pad as well. We knew going into the heats that there were going to be some very, very smart types go around, and we weren't disappointed. I think there's going to be a few dogs out of this series that will go on and win some pretty big races over the next 6 months to 12 months.
Mick, for those not familiar with the concept, just refresh us on how trainers and owners nominated their greyhounds for the launching pad.
Yeah, so it's very similar to the Everest, you've seen the thoroughbreds up there in Sydney. The 64 places in the heats are basically up for sale, so they cost connections $2,000, and they have that spot in the race. It's then up to them to find a dog that's eligible for the series, so 1 to 6 wins and no more than 30 starts. And once they have that greyhound, they are guaranteed a spot in the heats and racing for $410,000 in prize money over the 3-week series.
Yeah, it's a fantastic concept. Mick, Robbie Britton trained a double in the heats with National Futurity runner-up Slingshot Gypsy in 29 and 64, and the very exciting St. David, which set the time standard with 29 and 40.
Yeah, he's an interesting dog, St. David. When he's on and he gets things his way, he's as fast as they come. That 29.40 run was exceptional. He ran the same time on his maiden win about 6 months ago. Come up with box one and took full advantage. He rode a little bump on the way through in the first turn and was just too good. He's a very strong dog, and he's come up with a read again in the semi-finals. And Slingshot Gypsy was a very nice run as well, coming across from box six. He's also come up with a read in the semi-finals. So there's two to follow this Thursday night.
What about the New South Wales chaser, Beast Unleashed, for Jody and Pete Lagogiani? Mick, I'm loving this bloke. He's won 5 from 6, clocked 29 and 43 in the heats from box 7.
Very exciting type, isn't he? He's my pick for the series. He was my pick for the series at the very start, and nothing has changed my view there. He has gone a little bit tricky in the semi-finals coming up with box 6, but he's capable of running sub 5 seconds to the first mark, and that middle section is just extraordinary. He's had 3 wins at Sandown in a row now in 39, 43, 44 and 43, so he's a very consistent type. And the thing that I was really impressed with out of his 4 starts at Sandown is probably the race he didn't win. He ran 5th on a Sunday there. Got in all sorts of trouble. He found trouble at box ride. He found trouble at the first turn. He started making a run down the back and found more trouble. But he kept chasing through and he kept looking for those runs. And I think that's a really good sign, especially for a young dog. And he's one I think we can tab out of this series to follow in the next little period as well.
Well, the other heat winners on Thursday night, Dinah Patty, Andrea Daly, 29 and 45. Navajo Bear, Dave Crawford, 29 and 54. A Special Shiraz, Peter Knott, 29 and 62. Dinah Forrest, Corey Grenfell, 29 and 86. And the Joe Borg train, Come On Emmeline, in 29 and 59. Now, Mick, what about Saturday just gone at Sandown? More than 250 greyhounds featured at the Gap Community Day. Not all of them for adoption, but they all turned up and everyone seemed to have a fantastic day.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. A great turnout. 22 dogs were up for adoption, and I went very quickly. It was a fantastic celebration of the greyhound breed and those who, not just those who have adopted greyhounds, but people who are just interested in finding out more about the adoption process. And it was a fantastic turnout. That was a huge success, and not surprisingly, there's plenty more of these planned around the state as well. So anyone who's down this way on one of these days, make sure you book it in and head along, because it is a lot of fun.
And finally, Mick, a good weekend for you, I believe. Your cricket team won the grand final.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I'm a little bit, if I'm being honest, I'm a little bit dusty this morning, but it was well worth it. It was a good, fun day. And, you know, for me personally and for the club, it's been an awful long time coming. We've been close without getting there, so it's nice to finally get over the hump. And we'll enjoy the next few days.
And what were your stats?
I wasn't required, fortunately, so I just rode the coattails of some of the better players and got the medal in the end. So it was a fun day and a fairly low-stress event for me.
Well, well done to you, Mick. And, look, thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds. To you, Greg, and everybody at the club, including the great patron himself, the mighty Smokey Dawson, all the best for the launching pad semis this Thursday night.
Thanks very much, Dave, and thanks for the interest.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Floyd, he's a great media man from Sandown. He does an outstanding job there, and great racing to come later on this week. All right, now we head across the Tasman to our great mate, Kiwi form expert Pete Fenimore. Pete, good morning. One of New Zealand's cult heroes has been retired, the mighty swimming goat.
Yeah, good afternoon from the side there, Dave. Yeah. Dead right, cult hero. In fact, I'd say he's cult hero on both sides of the Tasman, because the interest that Swimming Goat created throughout his outstanding racing career was both trans-Tasman wide. Yes, Cullen Weir pulled the pin on Swimming Goat. He raced at Addington last Thursday night. He pulled a gracilis muscle, so Cullen, no hesitation in retiring him. And he's now going to be available to stand at stud. But Dave, what a phenomenal racing career. 89 races, 57 wins, 52 of those at the Addington Raceway. He won 3 Group 1 titles and $135,000 in stakes.
What about his winning streak? 22 on the trot.
Phenomenal there, Dave. Yes, from May through to October 2016. Swimming Goat, or Floyd, as he's known around the kennels, he won a New Zealand record 22 straight tote wins. In fact, just going back on his record just before, he was 39 consecutive races he paid a tote dividend.
Wow, that's just incredible. Alan Lang, the owner of Swimming Goat from northern New South Wales, the dog was running around casino and having a little bit of trouble getting the 411. And apparently, Kel Greeno got in touch with Callum Weir in New Zealand and said, "We've got a dog for you that we think will be winning."
That's correct, and that's precisely the reason why he came over here. Yes, he did struggle. Well, in fact, he never raced, you know, over the 500s once he crossed the Tasman. His electric early pace, he just burnt up that track from those sprint boxes. And yes, that was the reason why he came across here. And it was a wonderful decision by Alan. And Alan fully supported Cullum. And speaking to Cullum just before, Alan has said, "No, hey, you've done the job with Floyd. He's your greyhound from here on in."
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, they'll breed with him. His dam is sister to Paul Licking, Kingsbury Molly, so I'm sure we'll get some excellent progeny from the mighty goat, from the Swimming Goat. And just before we go, Pete, some decent racing coming up at Cambridge later this week.
Yeah, heats for the New Zealand Derby, and tell you what, Dave, these are going to be absolutely awesome heats. We've got the lights, you know, the three Paul Wheeler greyhounds, you know, across here, Craig Roberts, Dirk Bale, Alan Abbott, Venture Bale, of course, Chalet Pillay, the recent runner-up in the Auckland Cup. Of course, Dirk Bale won that race. Some pretty handy northern greyhounds. Pete Henley has a greyhound by name of It's a Plan, 30 Flying. So, yeah, the Group 1 heats over 457 metres. Cambridge Raceway on Thursday. Really looking forward to those.
Fantastic, Pete. Well, as always, we will follow your tips on Sky Racing. You had a terrific day last Wednesday, I think, at Hattrick. So we're all cashed up there, Pete. But as always, thank you for your time and coming on Going Greyhounds.
No, Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure, Dave. Cheers, mate.
Good on you, Pete. Pete Fenimore from New Zealand. The Catching Pen, tomorrow evening, 6:30 on Sky Racing 2. Myself, Jason Lincoln, and James Vandermart. But that's it for another radio show, Cozzy. Great working with you.